Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And finally, Judas, who Jesus brought into the 12, did what he did. Soldiers came and they took Jesus. Now they thought, oh, we got him now. Hell was celebrating. Tell us about it. But he was the hook. Because he already knew, nobody takes my life. But in the hour of darkness, I'm going to lay it down. But what they don't understand, I'm going to pick it up again. Because, see, he was without sin.
Amen.
See, the devil got into Adam's DNA. And so a race of people that are born sinful.
Amen.
That's not how Adam was created. Adam was created in God's likeness. Pure, holy, a virgin. Even though he's a man, virgin, free from any. But the devil got into his DNA code. Perverted him. Now, everything that he produced was after his kind.
Amen, amen.
But then that one came.
Yes,
and you got to understand, darkness is blinded to this.
Amen, yes. Amen.
So they crucify him. They celebrate in hell. Till the third day.
Third day.
When he resurrects. And the first place let me just say it this way, he descends into hell.
Amen. Amen.
Say, all right, it's time to turn over the keys.
Amen.
Of death and hell.
Amen.
All authority has been given back to me.
Amen.
Amen. I take everything that you took from Adam, I take it back.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I'm about to adjust their DNA again. Y'all ain't hearing. He took everything back that the devil has stolen, had usurped for so long, and destroyed, killed, and stolen. Jesus went down there and took it back. Then he had to ascend to heaven to sprinkle his blood on the mercy seat to make things complete. And then he sat down on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Till all his enemies be made his footstool.
Amen.
Amen. Tell somebody he's coming again.
Amen.
See, he did this. It was the mercy of God. It wasn't anything we deserved.
Amen.
It's nothing we earned. You can be ambitious all you want. You can't earn it.
Amen.
You got to surrender to it. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. It's too good. Let me say it this way. Almost too good to be true. It's too good. That's why it is true.
Amen.
He did it all by himself. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing from it. Jesus did it all by himself. He rose on that third day. He rose from the grave. All power in heaven and in earth given back to him. And the reason he died, he became sin. He didn't have to die because there was no sin in him.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death. But he didn't have to die because there was no sin in him. Ever. He was tempted at all points, just like you and me. And he wasn't walking in his deity. He was terrestrial, being led by the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. He got tired. There were times he was hungry. He got thirsty. He felt rejection. He felt lonely.
Amen.
Everything you would ever feel, ever, he'd been there. He's touched it. He's done that. He knows how to bring you. He knows what to say to you in that situation. How to comfort you when nobody else knows how to do it. He knows how to meet you there. Why? He was there. And he went through it. He faced the devil. See, a lot of us think we face the devil. You ain't never faced the devil.
Amen, amen.
You probably face some evil spirits.
Amen. 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 Amen.
The devil was in my level. The devil.
Amen.
Amen. That's probably some low ranking. No, seriously. He confronted Mr. Devil, Lucifer, the anointed cherub. Huh? High rank. So he succumbed. He brought all that down. And with that, he ascended. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Look at somebody and tell them, now sit yourself down.
Amen.
See, this is what I'm talking about here. Too many are trying to do it themselves. Well, you got to understand, you've been raised up too. And seated with him in a heavenly place. Far above, out of the reach. That's you tell somebody, I'm out of his reach. Come on, tell somebody, I'm out of the reach of the devil. Tell somebody, he can't touch this. Only way he can touch you or get involved with you is if you let him, if you give him place. But as far as your position, you have been raised up and seated together with Christ in the heavenly realm. Far above principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, wickedness. Tell somebody, get that stuff out your head. And tell them, sit yourself down now. See, when something was finished, the high priest wouldn't be standing up. He'd be sitting. But he wouldn't sit until it was finished. Remember, Stephen was being stoned. Jesus was standing. When there's a finished work, sit yourself down. You better tell worry where to go. Tell worry to go to hell. Tell anxiety, you follow him. Tell fear, follow your buddies. Because I'm about to sit myself down. Right where I belong. Seated with him. He paid the price. That makes me more than a conqueror. He brought me along for the ride. Hallelujah. I didn't have to fight this battle. I just had to follow through. I had to line myself up with him. He fought and won this thing. Hey. Tell somebody, I'm crucified with him. That's where we start. You got to understand, you were crucified with him. Romans 6 and 3. Romans 6, 3 through 6. Right now, you stand in a new position where you're sitting yourself down. Dead to sin, alive in Christ, seated in heavenly places, and reigning with him. Romans 6 and 3. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Amen.
When he died, I died.
Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody, when he died, I died. I've been baptized into his death. Dead. I've been baptized into his death. So when he died, I died. Are you following me? When he died, I died.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death. Jesus paid the price. He died, even though he was sinless. So when he died sinless, I died to sin.
Amen.
Get it back up. Romans 6, 3, verse 4. No, verse 4. Yeah. Therefore, we are buried with him. By baptism. Tell somebody, I died, and I've been buried. that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we henceforth should not serve sin. That's a mouthful right there. We when he died, we died with him. We were buried with him. How many know a corn of wheat, except it fall into the ground, first of all, and die, it abides alone. When it dies, it has to be buried. So we were buried with him. We died with him. We've been buried with him. But because we were buried with him, when a seed goes into the ground and it dies and is buried, eventually it's going to spring up. Newness of life. Is that right? Tell somebody, this is who we are now. But in order for you to really know that, you got to sit yourself down. And stop trying to figure it out yourself and just believe what he said. Receive what he said. Know it in your mind. Get your mind renewed to this. I died. I was crucified with Christ. I've never been crucified, but when he got crucified, he brought us all along. We were in his bosom. He brought us all along because he had no sin, but we were in sin. Therefore, he broke the power of sin over us through his crucifixion. So sin has no dominion over me now. The devil has no dominion over me now. The devil ruled in the realm of sin. He rules. He was the God over the realm of sin. So he took and encoded Adam's DNA. Sin. That's why people are born into sin. It's in the DNA. The fallen nature. Look at Galatians 2:20. Tell somebody, my old sinful nature was nailed to the cross.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.